Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the Spanish Grand Prix that just happened in Jerez. Now, before we get into it, here is how they finished. Pecco Bagnaia won it from Marc Marquez, Marco Bezzecchi, Alex Marquez, Enea Bastianini, Brad Binder, Fabio Di Giantonio, Miguel Oliveira, Maverick Vinales, Pedro Acosta, Raul Fernandez, Joan Mir, Alex Rins, Taka Nakagami, Fabio Quartararo, Stefan Bradl, Luca Marini was the last one across the line. Augusto Fernandez pulled into the pits, I believe. Jack Miller and Franco Morbidelli came together and ended up in the gravel trap. Lorenzo Sabadori also ended up in the pit lane, I believe. Jorge Martin lost the front into turn 6 or 7, I believe. Johan Zarco and Aleix Espargaró, a little bit of a mix-up, and they both ended up into the gravel, and Dani Pedrosa crashed out also at high speed. Hopefully he will be okay for tomorrow's test. But if we talk about the race, it was fucking epic. That's the only way that I can put it. You know, I am still buzzing after watching Pecco and Marc go head-to-head. Now, I have to say, Pecco was unbelievable at the start. You know, first time into, I think, turn 6 or maybe 7, he, coming down the straight, he outbraked two riders to go into second place. And you're like, oh, I thought he was going into the next field, to be very honest. You know, he breaks so late. But, you know, Martin was in front. Pecco did make a mistake. Martin took over at the lead, and then Martin did crash out. And Pecco was kind of left with a comfortable second-ish gap, but when Marc got past Bezzecchi, you could see Marc had a bit of pace on him, and Marc was coming and coming fast. You could see he was definitely making the turns up around 7 and 8, etc. So it was really, really good to see Marc and Pecco battle. And unfortunately for Marc, Marc got out Marquezed by Pecco. You know, Pecco gets a lot of a rap for not being able to battle. I think people will change their tone now. Now we do know that these two riders don't really see eye to eye, so you know, there was a bit of extra oomph there. But you know, it was brilliant to see them go. Okay, Marc couldn't close the gap. Pecco pulled the pin with 3 laps to go, broke the circuit record on the second last lap. So you know, excellent racing from those two. Bezzecchi, really good to see him back up there. You know, nice solid race weekend for him. Alex Marquez, again, solid race weekend from him. If I'm honest, you know, was going to go on the soft tire, but changed on the grid back to the medium like everyone else was running. Enea Bastianini, bit of an understated weekend, an understated race. He was there, but not really going to trouble anyone. Same for Brad Binder, good enough race. You know, he didn't get as good of a start today as he did yesterday, but good enough from Binder, top KTM/GasGas. Machine. Fabio Di Giantonio, again, solid weekend for him. You know, definitely inside the top 10 is where he needs to just keep finishing, but he needs to start finishing in the sprint race. Miguel Oliveira turned things around after finishing behind Raul yesterday. You know, he is the top Aprilia home, so kudos to him on that. Kind of, again, an understated weekend from Mav. He looked really good on Friday. The qualifying didn't go his way. They were on the track at the wrong time with the right tires, as according to Aprilia. Pedro Acosta didn't really have a good opening lap, if I'm honest, and got pushed all the way down to 17th place. So kind of a good enough race to come back from there. But again, you know, he got a little bit beat up during that Grand Prix, if I'm honest. Raul Fernandez, again, solid race weekend, 11th place, not bad for Raul.
Joan Mir.
Mir wins the Japanese Cup. Honda actually win a Japanese Cup for once. You know, understated. Of course, if people in front of him didn't crash out, he would have been nowhere near any points. Alex Rins finished 13th, again, just behind Joan Mir. So, interesting weekend for Rins, top Yamaha home, which is something that he can write home about. Taka Nakagami, again, okay, solid race. You know, it's 14th place. Not really where you expect him to be. Fabio Quartararo, 15th place. Kind of a bit of a disaster of a race weekend for him. Yes, he did well in the sprint yesterday. I know he got done for tire pressures, but still, look, he was fighting for the champagne on the track anyway, which is a bonus for them. Stefan Bradl running the new updated Honda that we're going to see tomorrow for all the other riders. Interesting that he is beating Luca Marini home. You know, a very, very worrying state of affairs if you're battling with the test rider. That's just my opinion. I don't know what other people think. Augusto Fernandez jumped the start, double long lap penalty. You might as well go home and save your engine and your petrol. Jack Miller and Franco Morbidelli had a crash, I think, in turn, I want to say turn 5 or turn 6, I think turn 5. It was fast, and they're lucky both to walk away. I would reckon Morbidelli is going to get some sort of penalty. Again, Salvadori didn't see much of him at all during this race weekend. Jorge Martin lost the front, as we already talked about. Other than that, like, he was doing solid. He wasn't gapping Pecco, but he was, you know, there was definitely a fight brewing between the two of them. Wonder was he pushed into the mistake knowing Pecco was so good in that area of the brakes. Johan Zarco and Aleix Espargaró. I think Aleix could get a penalty for this. It said no further action, but I think there's going to be a bit of handbags, if I'm honest. And Dani Pedrosa had a fast off. Hopefully he'll be okay for tomorrow's test. All in all, I think it was a fucking epic race. Really, really good. Great to see Pecco and Marquez fight. You know, we do know there's a little bit of history there, but also bad feeling there. So according to someone, Mark said to Pecco at the end of the last meeting that you're just pissed off because I can beat you already. And, well, you know, Pecco did show Mark today that maybe you can't. So it's going to be interesting to see what the thing happens between those two. But for me, rider of the day has to be Pecco. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What did you think of the Spanish Grand Prix? And who was your rider of the day? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.